Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, remembered by Ram Goldar and the name of Zechus Bab Matzia, Daf Lam Gimel, the end of the second parakeh of Matzias, and the beginning of the third parakeh of Mafkid. These parakeh have been generously sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Eric and Connie Lindenauer. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states that retrieving one's own lost item takes precedence over his father's or his Rebbe's lost item. If he saw his father's Aveda and his Rebbe's Aveda, his Rebbe takes precedence. Sha'aviv hevi'o lom hazeh, for his father brought him into this world. V'rabo shlimdo chachma mevi'o l'chai olam haba, and his Rebbe who taught him wisdom brings him into olam haba. In a brisa, Rav Meir defines the Rebbe of this Mishnah as one who taught him Chachma, which Rashi interprets as Gemara, the explanations of the Mishnayos. Rav Yehuda says, Kol shevav Chachmaso himenu, the one from whom he learned most of his wisdom. Rav Yossi says, Afilo hir enov, elba Mishnah achas, even if he only enlightened him regarding one Mishnah, Zehu Rabbo, he is considered his Rebbe. Shmuel tore his garment in mourning for someone who explained one Mishnah to him. Ula said the Torah scholars of Babel used to stand up for each other and tear their garments over each other's passing, but only applied the Mishnah's law of precedence to Rabbi Muvhak, one's primary teacher. Point number two, was taught in a braisa, oskim b'mikra, those who occupy themselves with learning psukim of the Torah. Mida v'ein mida, accomplish a measure, but not such a great measure. The Mishnah, mida v'noitin l'heschar, those who learn Mishnah accomplish a great measure and receive reward for it. But Talmud eno chamida gadol mizo, for those who learn Talmud, meaning Gemara, there is no measure greater than this, because it explains Mishnayos. Lom habiratzel Mishnah yosemina Talmud, and one should always run to learn Mishnah more than Talmud. Now these last two clauses are contradictory, and Rabbi Yochanan explains that the first statement was made during the days of Rebbe, when generations-long persecutions had eased, and they were able to analyze and organize disputes and resolve contradictions. However, everyone abandoned learning Mishnayos and only learned Gemara. Afraid that the correct text of the Mishnayos would be forgotten, Rebbe declared that people should always run to a Mishnayos. The Gemara quotes Rebbe's original drasha teaching the hazards of not properly understanding Mishnayos. As Rebbe Yehuda taught in the Mishnah, Hevi Zahir B'Talmud, be careful. In learning Talmud, Shishikakas Talmud Oyla Zagdim, because mistakes in Talmud is tantamount to intentional transgression. And point number three, the third paragraph begins, Hamafkid Eitzel Chavero Behem O Kelem. If one deposits an animal or utensils with his friend, and it was stolen or lost, Shilam Uratzel Shava, and the Shomer paid for the item and did not want to swear, although he could have sworn he was negligent and exempt himself from paying, then if the thief is later found where Kefal is paid, or Dal Behe, if he shechted or sold the animal, the payment is made with Misha Pikadon Shalo, to the one with whom the Pikadon was, meaning the Shomer. If the Shomer chose to swear and not pay, the payment is given to the owner. The Gemara explains why the Mishnah taught the two cases of animals and utensils. One could think the owner only transfers the later payments of an animal to the shomer because its care required great effort, but would not transfer the payments of utensils. On the other hand, perhaps only payments of utensils are transferred to the shomer, where the potential payments are relatively minimal since they're only double, as opposed to animals where the payment can reach four or five times its value. So once again, the three points are, number one, the next Mishnah states that retrieving one's own lost item takes precedence over his father's or his Rebbe's lost item. If he saw his father's Aveda and his Rebbe's Aveda, his Rebbe takes precedence. Sha'aviv hevi'o lom hazeh, for his father brought him into this world. V'rabo shlimdo chachma mevi'o l'chai olam haba, and his Rebbe who taught him wisdom brings him into olam haba. In a braisa, Rav Meir defines the Rebbe of this Mishnah as one who taught him Chachma, which Rashi interprets as Gemara, the explanations of the Mishnayos. Rav Yehuda says, Kol shevav Chachmaso himenu, the one from whom he learned most of his wisdom. Rav Yossi says, Afilo hir enov, elba Mishnah achas, even if he only enlightened him regarding one Mishnah, Zehu Rabbo, he is considered his Rebbe. Shmuel tore his garment in mourning for someone who explained one Mishnah to him. Ula said the Torah scholars of Babel used to stand up for each other and tear their garments over each other's passing, but only applied the Mishnah's law of precedence to Rabbi Muvhak, one's primary teacher. Point number two, was taught in a braisa, oskim b'mikra, those who occupy themselves with learning psukim of the Torah. Mida v'ein mida, accomplish a measure, but not such a great measure. The Mishnah, mida v'noitin l'heschar, those who learn Mishnah accomplish a great measure and receive reward for it. But Talmud eno chamida gadol mizo, for those who learn Talmud, meaning Gemara, there is no measure greater than this, because it explains Mishnayos. Lom habiratzel Mishnah yosemina Talmud, and one should always run to learn Mishnah more than Talmud. Now these last two clauses are contradictory, and Rabbi Yochanan explains that the first statement was made during the days of Rebbe, when generations-long persecutions had eased, and they were able to analyze and organize disputes and resolve contradictions. However, everyone abandoned learning Mishnayos and only learned Gemara. Afraid that the correct text of the Mishnayos would be forgotten, Rebbe declared that people should always run to a Mishnayos. The Gemara quotes Rebbe's original drasha teaching the hazards of not properly understanding Mishnayos. As Rebbe Yehuda taught in the Mishnah, Hevi Zahir B'Talmud, be careful. In learning Talmud, Shishikakas Talmud Oyla Zagdim, because mistakes in Talmud is tantamount to intentional transgression. And point number three, the third parak begins, Hamafkid etzel chavero behema o kelim. If one deposits an animal or utensils with his friend, and it was stolen or lost, shilam v'ratza l'shava, and the shomer paid for the item and did not want to swear, although he could have sworn he was negligent and exempt himself from paying, then if the thief is later found where kefal is paid, or dal behave, he shechted or sold the animal, the payment is made with misha pikadon shalo, to the one with whom the pikadon was, meaning the shomer. If the shomer chose to swear and not pay, the payment is given to the owner. The Gemara explains why the Mishnah taught the two cases of animals and utensils. One could think the owner only transfers the later payments of an animal to the shomer because its care required great effort, but would not transfer the payments of utensils. On the other hand, perhaps only payments of utensils are transferred to the shomer, where the potential payments are relatively minimal since they're only double, as opposed to animals where the payment can reach four or five times its value. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Lamed Gimel, and our standard Siman is a peg-leg pirate. A peg-leg pirate. So here goes. The peg-leg pirate who passed his pirate papa's lost treasure to first retrieve his pirate Rebbe's lost treasure almost got knocked down by a bacher running to learn Mishnayos before he could board the ship where a thieving buccaneer was paying kefal to a shomer who volunteered to pay instead of swear when bottles of rum he was watching were stolen. Once again, slow motion. The peg-leg pirate. Peg-leg pirate? That must be more enough. Lamed Gimel. The peg-leg pirate who passed his pirate papa's lost treasure to first retrieve his pirate Rebbe's lost treasure, which reminds us, the Mishnah states that in a case of retrieving one's father's Aveda, or his Rebbe's Aveda, the Rebbe's Aveda takes precedence because his father brought him into Olam Hazeh, and his Rebbe brings him into Olam Haba. The Gemara brings him machlokas on what the Mishnah's definition is of one's Rebbe. So the peg-leg pirate who passed his pirate papa's lost treasure to first retrieve his pirate Rebbe's lost treasure almost got knocked down by a bacher running to learn Mishnayos, which reminds the Gemara compares the study of Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara, and teaches the famous statement, Olam Havirutzel Mishnah Yosim in a Talmud. I want you to always run to learn Mishnah more than Talmud. So the peg-leg pirate who passed his pirate papa's lost treasure to first retrieve his pirate Rebbe's lost treasure almost got knocked down by a bacher running to learn Mishnayos before he could board the ship where a thieving buccaneer was paying kefal to a shomer who volunteered to pay instead of swear when bottles of rum he was watching were stolen. Which reminds us, the third parak begins, Hamafkid etzel chavero behema o kelim. If one deposits an animal or utensils with his friend, and it was stolen or lost, and the shomer pays for the item and did not want to swear, although he could have sworn he was not negligent and exempt himself from paying, then if the thief is later found where kefal is paid, or dal behave, if he shechted or sold the animal, the payment is made to the one whom the pikadon was, meaning the shomer. So once again, the peg-leg pirate who passed his pirate papa's lost treasure to first retrieve his pirate Rebbe's lost treasure almost got knocked down by a bacher running to learn Mishnayos before he could board the ship where a thieving buccaneer was paying kefal to a shomer who volunteered to pay instead of swear when bottles of rum he was watching were stolen. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazar. Dav chavtes. So the simon dav chavtes is a cot. So here goes. The thief stole the money from the found rooster that was sold right off the cot it was left on. Cot? That must be more dav chavtes. The thief stole the money from the found rooster that was sold right off the cot it was left on, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Chaf Chazam Beis discussed the status of money where a lost item was sold from the owner's benefit. Rabbi Tarfon said, Yishtamish behen, the finder may use it. Therefore, if it's lost, he's responsible for it. Rabbi Kiva said, he may not use it and is therefore not responsible if it's lost. This implies that the Malchukas hinges on whether he has the right to use the money, otherwise he would not be responsible for its loss. So the thief stole the money from the found rooster that was sold right off the cot it was left on, while the homeowner was preoccupied with the monthly rolling of the scrolls he found. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses caring for someone's sfarim in his possession. Simcha says a new sefer should be rolled every 30 days and an old one every 12 months. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, according to the Gemara's later emendation, that all sfarim should be rolled every 30 days. So the thief stole the money from the found rooster that was sold right off the cot it was left on, while the homeowner was preoccupied with the monthly rolling of the scrolls he found, and his son was busy doing the monthly shaking of the found garments. Which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if one found a garment, Menara Echad Shoshim Yom, he should shake it out once every 30 days. The Gemara brings four additional rules when it comes to shaking out garments. Daf Lamed. So the Siman Daf Lamed is a Malamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. The elderly Rebbe, that must be one Daf Lamed. Malamed. The elderly Rebbe bringing his class to see how an Egla Rufa is disqualified through work for the owner's benefit, which reminds us of Brisa teaches regarding an Egla Rufa. Ignis Rivka, if you join the calf into a multiple harness for it to nurse from its mother, Padasha, and a thresh grain, Kasher, it's still fit for Egla Rufa. But if you join it so it should nurse and thresh, it's disqualified. So, the elderly Rebbe bringing his class to see how an Egla Rufa is disqualified through work for the owner's benefit, walked past a large lost box because it didn't befit his honor to pick it up. Which reminds us, a braisa darshan of the pasuk v'salamta, and you hide from the lost animal, meaning ignore it. Teaching, there are times that you may hide if the finder is a kohen and the lost item is in a cemetery, or he's an elderly person and picking up the item is not befitting his honor, or if the work he's performing is of greater value than the lost item, he may hide from the lost item and not pick it up. So the elderly Rebbe bringing his class to see how an egel roof is disqualified to work for the owner's benefit, walk past a large lost box because it didn't befit his honor to pick it up, which was picked up by another elderly Rav who went. If Nimi Shur is a din, which reminds us, Rishmael, the son of Rabbi Yossi, once bought someone's wood to avoid having to assist in loading it. Gemara asks that he was exempt as a zaken ve'eno v'yikvodo, and answers, if Nimi Shur is a din hu David, he went beyond the letter of the law. Rabbi Yochanan taught, Ochav Yerushalayim ela ashadanu ba'din Torah. Yerushalayim was destroyed only because they judged there according to Torah law, which the Gemara explains that they ruled strictly according to Torah law and did not go beyond the letter of the law. Daf Lamedov. So the Siman Daf Lamedov is related to the law, and we use a judge. So here goes. The judge. Judge? That must be one Daf Lamedov. The law. The judge who is using his judge's bench to erect a barrier to stop waters from flooding his friend's field, which reminds us. Rav has said that when the Pasuk says, L'cho avedis achicho, for any lost item of your brother, it teaches L'rabos avedis karka, to include loss of land in the commandment. One must save his friend's land from damage. Rav Chananya told Rav that a braisa supports his ruling. Rav Maim Sheshot from Mubayim, if one saw water which was flowing and approaching his friend's field, Isaac go to Bifnam, he should erect a barrier before them. Rav explains why this does not prove his position. So the judge who is using his judge's bench to erect a barrier to stop waters from flooding his friend's field noticed a lost cow that was running toward the field away from its owner, which reminds us the Gemara discusses when a running or grazing animal is considered an aveda. Rav explains regarding an animal running on the road where it's headed towards the field away from the owner, it's considered lost. Where it's headed towards the city, its owner's location, is not considered lost. So the judge who is using his judge's bench to erect a barrier to stop waters from flooding his friend's field noticed a lost cow that was running toward the field away from its owner, that just passed a group of judges sitting under a tree who were darshaning some repetitive phrases in the Torah, which reminds us. The Mishnah taught that one must return someone's animal even if escaped numerous times, because the Pasuk says, Hashif tishivim, return, you shall return them. Rava was asked that perhaps the two terms should only require returning it twice, and he explained that the first term itself connotes returning even 100 times. The second term teaches that it may be returned without the owner's knowledge. The Gemara proceeds to explain the novelties taught by numerous repetitive phrases in the Torah. Daf Lamed Beis. So the Siman Daf Lamed Beis is a scientist in a lab. So here goes. The Cohen scientist in a lab. Lab? That must be on Daf Lamed Beis. The Cohen scientist in a lab who uses drone to get an aveda out of a cemetery because he couldn't listen to his father to get it himself, which reminds us one may not listen to one's father to transgress an avera, such as becoming tamei by entering a cemetery to retrieve a lost item or being told not to return it, since the pasuk teaches that everyone is chayv in Hashem's honor. So the Cohen scientist in a lab who used his drone to get an aveda out of a cemetery because he couldn't listen to his father to get it himself, charged a fee when using his fleet of drones to help load people's animals, which reminds us the Mishnah taught that there's a mitzvah to help unload packages from an animal lying under its burden, but not to help load onto an animal where its packages fell off. The Gemara clarifies, mitzvah in the Torah, lifrok bechinam. It's a mitzvah in the Torah to help unload an animal for free, but it's not a mitzvah to help load for free, el beschar, but he's obligated to help reload for payment. Rabbi Shimon says one is required to help load for free as well. So the Cohen scientist in a lab who uses drone to get an aveda out of a cemetery because he couldn't listen to his father to get it himself, charged a fee when using his fleet of drones to help load people's animals, but sent them to unload people's animals for free because tzar bal chayim. The Raisa, which reminds us, Rava said, Midibrei Shneim, from the words of both the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon, Nilmud Tzar Bal Chayim Daraisa, it can be derived that suffering of living creatures is a Daraisa. The Rabbanan derived it from a Kal Vachomer that if helping load is an obligation, then certainly Prika is, and Rabbi Shimon agreed fundamentally to the Kal Vachomer, but argued that the Pesukim are unclear. Presumably, the reason why Prika is a more obvious obligation is because of the Tzar Bal Chayim of the animal suffering under its burden, proving it's a biblical concern. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which daf do you mean about the importance of going with Nimi Shur Sedin? That's on daf Lamed. Good. Number 2, which daf do we discuss when a running or grazing animal is considered an aveda? That's on daf Lamed Aleph. Good. Number 3, which daf do you mean about retrieving a Rebbe's lost item takes precedence over retrieving a father's lost item? That's on daf Lamed Gimel. Good number four. Which daf do we discuss? Whether Tsar Balachaim is Deraisa, that's on daf. Lamed Beis. Good number five. Which daf do we have Malchus regarding how long one must announce a lost item? That's on daf. Chav Ches. Good number six. Which daf do we want to show me that swears instead of pays receives kefil if the ganav is found? That's on daf. Lamed Gimel. Good number seven. Which of the Zaken does not have to pick up a lost object if it does not befit his honor? That's on daf. Lamed. Good number eight. Which daf we have a question whether one is required to save someone's land from being ruined? That's on daf. Lamed Av. Good number nine. Which daf do we learn that a person should always run to learn Mishnah? That's on daf. Lamed Gimel. Good. Number ten. Which daf we learn that one cannot listen to a parent to do an Avera? That's on daf. Chamed Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichron, wishing you a great day and great learning.